Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem, BPM, Shir number 135. That's by Spanini Shir for Men, Shir number 135. We're going to talk today about the healthy connection sexually between a husband and a wife, and particularly for men's attitudes towards it. The truth be told is that nothing men make men feel closer to their wives than being physically and emotionally connected. What is very important for men, for husbands to recognize, and we'll talk to the women for them to recognize this as well, is that it is very healthy and normal for men, erlecha men, men with yiras shamayim, to want to be physically connected to their wives and sexually connected to their wives. There's nothing wrong with it. Wives need to learn that there's nothing wrong with it. But it always needs to be connected to emotional connectivity. Over 66% of men in many surveys ranked connection as a top need in sexual expression, but it's the connection that they really need. Inside the bedroom, it's pretty clear cut. They want sexual intercourse, sexual satisfaction. Sex builds a connection for a husband in the same way that talking and helping around the house builds a connection for a wife. It's something that we know we need to educate women more on. But on the men's side, who we're talking to now, they need to learn to do this in an unselfish, non-egotistical way. That while it is true that nothing makes men feel closer to their wives than being physically connected and emotionally connected, but very often, men, because of their strong drive towards this, focus more on the physical than the emotional. They need to both feel physically and emotionally connected. Both are very, very important. So this concept of, during the course of the day, when no one's around, to look at each other in the eye, to hold hands sometimes, to give each other hugs and kisses and so on and so forth, and it is tremendous healing aspects to it when wives do this for their husbands and vice versa. And just like women need to be understood, men deep down desire to be understood as well. Men too need to be listened to, need to be accepted and cared for and encouraged and given attention. Now I know in this culture right now, we went overboard with the femininity in men and masculinity in women that warps things around, because there is a masculine characteristic that men need to have of the strength and the taking care and often being less emotional, and all this is true, and women the other way around in their role and so on and so forth. But even within Torah concept, there's something called hiskalalus, where each one needs to learn from each other's nature. And a man, yes, out in the world, and even at home sometimes, needs to show their self-discipline and in their mind, their intellect, and maybe less emotion. But the truth is the opposite is true, especially in the warm relationship, in many aspects of home life, towards one's wife, towards one's children, where they need to access more their emotional side to themselves. Their emotions often is too guarded, too restricted, and that is not a healthy thing. You know, it is a big chesed often when a wife allows a husband to relax and to do their own things, and it's a beautiful thing. And you reciprocate when your wife does that and give her what she needs. But the idea being is if you work on your emotional side and your spiritual side, when you connect with your husband, when you're with your wife, it will ultimately connect in a physical way as well. Very, very important. The sexual is very important. There's no question about it. But there needs to be an openness and an emotional trust also, together with the sexuality. Openness and emotional trust keeps people intimately united. And that is a very important aside. A study was conducted in the University of Washington by John Gottman, who found that emotional connection was a missing element in marriages that ended up in divorce. Emotional connection was missing. They videotaped couples talking and interacting At first, the results may have seemed trivial until they noticed something. They noticed that couples that were making bids means advances for emotional connection. He noticed that. He noticed couples making these bids. They wanted to go forward and offer emotional connection and request from their spouse emotional connection. It's called emotional advances. Sometimes it was a form of a question. Sometimes it was a look. Sometimes it was an affectionate touch on the arm or a single expression that said, either openly or in a hint, I want to be connected to you emotionally. And Gottman's research showed that husbands who eventually divorced ignored their husbands, the wives' emotional advances 82% of the time, compared to only 19% of men in stable marriages. Women who later divorced ignore their husbands' emotional advances 50% of the time, and those who remained married disregarded it only 14% of the time. They found that Gottman and his researchers found that a typically happy couple may make up to 100 bids of emotional connectivity over the course of even a dinner hour. And think about your own relationship. You have to ask yourself these questions. Now, how often did you try to make a connection with your spouse? How often did you ignore or reject your wife's attempt to connect with you? According to Gottman, the satisfaction in your sex life is directly related to the frequency in which you initiate connection and how you respond to your wife's attempt to connect with you. So just like we tell the women that their husbands will feel honored and valued and drawn to you if when you bid for their connection and when you respond to their bids, it applies to the men as well. Satisfaction in sex life is directly related to the frequency with which you initiate connection and respond to your wife's attempt to connect with you. And the problem with us men, very often, is we grew up with the sense that being strong and not showing emotion is the masculine thing to do. And very often it is. But when a male's brain is saturated with testosterone, it does not make much, and it doesn't take much, to give a boy or a male the message that emotions and feelings are only for girls. And we know that is not true. You'll learn all the Sefer Musar and Sefer Chassidus on Ahavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, and Midos towards Hashem and then towards people, that we have a wide range of emotions that men need to use just as much as women need to use, and sometimes even more. And when you're told often, don't cry, very often it means don't experience emotion, don't express it, and you become an emotional cripple. It's very important that husbands, men, do express emotions and express it in a way that makes sense. So you need to be patient with yourself, and you need to work on doing this. Many men, husbands, they complain why their wives aren't so sexually interested in them. Very often it's because they are emotionally disconnected. They shut down. Men find themselves overly stressed or overly anxious or facing a loss, and whenever that happens, they crawl inside themselves for protection and they shut down to avoid conflict and talking. Yes, when their libido gets the better of them and their sexual drive is strong, they'll go outward and try to make advances towards their wives that way. But in reality, they don't want to make themselves feel vulnerable. So in other aspects, they shut themselves down. And then it's very hard for a woman, a wife, to want to feel sexual with her husband if they are closed off emotionally. Now, we do tell wives and we express that they should be sensitive to their husband's sexual needs. It's very, very important, 100%, because sexual release in men do make them become more emotionally open, and women need to understand that. But what the problem is that when you pursue sex, when a husband is pursuing sex in a way without that emotional component to it, then she will feel disconnected or angry or preoccupied, you know, and then she asks herself, how could her husband want sex with me when we're not connected? Now, we tell the wives that the husband will be more easily bound to connect with his wife through sex than just by talking about emotions. We do tell the women and the wives to try to connect sexually, and then actually through that, a husband is bound to open themselves up more emotionally. And we encourage the wives to open up and try that experiment, to try to be more sexually open with their wives, test that water. And you'll see that after the sexual experiences, the men goes through a phase afterwards or during where they open up emotionally. But you men here, us men here, when you're listening to this, it's a chiyuv to do this. You have to make sure that you're emotionally healthy, that if your wife does comply and does do this for you and is open sexually to you, that you use that to open up your hergeshim, and that right immediately during in foreplay and immediately afterwards you engage in emotional connectivity and emotional love and warmth and be with her and hold her and do these other things that are not, even when your sexual drive is, you know, out of the system because you already had your sexual intercourse and whatever you needed to do and you're even tired now, but now you open up and you work on that. And the more you do that and the more you're emotionally connected, the more next time she'll be more interested and be willing to have the sexual, physical relationship with you. Because I see that you're warming up to me. So this is the idea. You know, and you have to understand when your wife is tired and she sometimes can't understand, like, well, what does he want from me? Now, we do talk on the wife's end to be very sensitive, because often a husband interprets this rejection as, I don't care about you and your needs are not important to me and all of that. It's not really true. Husbands need to learn not to take that so personally. A wife needs to learn how to say no when no is necessary on a sexual advance with derech eretz in a way that's not hurtful. A husband's job is not to feel emotionally rejected when that happens. We are extremely sensitive to us, many of them. We think women are more sensitive, but often men are. Sometimes men are even more sensitive than women, especially in the area of sex. When we feel a rejection or lack of interest on our wife's part, we feel rejected, but we need to work through it and not feel rejected, and to learn how to feel love. And again, we do stress on the women's side that sex is a way of men to feel close to their wives. And when a wife rebuffs or ignores his sexual advances or needs, she sends a message that she doesn't want to be close to him. Again, you have to take this with a healthy balance, because sometimes it's just overwhelming for her and you have to work it through. But the idea being that if that is true, and we try to explain to the wives that sex is a man's way of feeling close to his wife, then it's the man's responsibility to, when there is that sexual expression, to open up emotionally. To open up emotionally. And that is a very, very important insight. So the Musa Haskell of this shir, for a big part of it is to open up yourselves emotionally more, even before sexual activity takes place, and even in the nida period, to express emotions in a healthy way that will help the physical happen. But at the same time is when the physical does happen and your wife is taking care of your sexual needs and you are together sexually, you make sure to do everything you can to use that physical outlet and release to open up your hearts emotionally towards your wives and feed her emotional needs in the emotional connectivity, in a mutual way. And by doing that, she'll be more interested in being with you physically the next time, because she knows that together with that physical intimacy comes the emotional connectivity as well. Bracha v'atzlacha.